Listen, we're experiencing this today. But I'm going to just, he laid it on my heart, and I know why he laid it on my heart, because there's some in the room today that I know can identify with what he wanted to share. Because you know what God's doing today? God is building on what he has done in the decades before, what he has done in the centuries before. The truth is, what he has done from the beginning. He's Alpha, and he's going to do it all the way to the end. He's raining it out. So let me just share a quick recap, a quick rewind, because some of us have been in here. There's some 80-year-olds in here that have been around for 80 years and know what God's been doing in this house. And when I say in this house, I'm not talking about just the four walls. I'm not talking about the bricks of this building. I'm talking about the kingdom of God, not church, kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. Just recently, we had a dear pastor that was with us for 13 years. And you know what he brought into the house? He said, my house is a house of prayer. For 13 years, we sat in this place, and block after block after block, truth was laid. My house shall be a house of prayer. And the Holy Spirit taught us the prayer language. Glory! The Holy Spirit taught us how to pray. The Holy Spirit, he taught us how to hear Jesus. He taught us Jesus. He told us the intercession. He said, now listen to my son, because I listen to my son. He taught us the intercession of Jesus. And let me tell you something. That was a God deposit. God said, let me deposit something of me in you. But before that, God brought a dear pastor, Pastor Abe and Pastor Perenni. And you know what they brought into the house? God used these men to deposit in the house that we are the ministers of reconciliation. That we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. And you know what they were given? They were given flags. They were waving their flags and saying, we are the friends of the bridegroom because he's coming back for a bride. And it was deposited in the house. We are the friends of the bridegroom. We are the ones that was deposited in the house. And again, I'm not just talking four walls. Bless God, Andrake is in the house. Glory be to God, Andrake is in the house. Hallelujah. Bless you, dear sister. Bless you, sister. Hallelujah. And before that, before A.B. and Perenni, there was a pastor that came up in here. His name was Pastor Samuel Montagno. And you know what? God burned in him. God burned in him. And he came unto this, and I sat here many years where I heard deposited in the house that there is only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. I heard it deposited in the house that it's the cross and the blood. Without the blood shed, there is no remission of sins. There is no remission of sins without the shed blood. That was deposited in the house. And then I heard in this house the spirit of repentance, that Christ is Lord and he paid for it all. But guess what? I just rewound you to just what happened in these walls. But it didn't begin in these walls. Danielle, this one's for you. This didn't begin in these walls. You know, Pastor Terry says it all the time. He says the light that shines the farthest shines the brightest at home. You know where this began? This began in the living rooms. This began when those men and women of God were saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The narrow path, as for me and my house, it began in the living rooms. It began with the bent knee. And you know what God did in those living rooms? He set fire. He set fire in those living rooms. And that fire fell in those living rooms. And you know what he did? He burned in those husbands and those wives and those children. And he said, I'm going to give you a name after my name. And there was bloodlines. There were bloodlines that went out. And they carried the name Jesus into the highways and byways. And bless God, a building was built. But it's all being built on Christ alone. So guess what? He ain't done writing the story. The story ain't being done being written. I'm in that story today. You're in that story today. There are others that he's saying that none shall perish. And so that's going to take me to a scripture verse today, because he told me this week what he wants to do in the house today. And thank God there's confirmation after confirmation of what he's saying. And I'll just recap real quick what he's saying. He's saying, I want your thoughts. Church, I want your thoughts. That's what he's saying. He wants your I thinks. Oh, Dina, you think that? Okay. But guess what? I think this, he says. Church, I want your I thoughts. Why? Why does he want them? What does the scripture say? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. There's a battle going on in the church in the mind. And they're getting beat up and tossed around. And God is saying, no, no, no. I want the thoughts of the church. I want them to be my thoughts. Let this mind in me be in you. Let's put up Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus you share in his resurrection from the dead. Aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Stop right there. Go back. There were two words that jumped out on me when I read that. And it says, aim at and seek. Go back one more. Is that aim and seek? God is taking us to a place where we don't just go wake up Monday morning and Tuesday and Wednesday and think that, oh, okay, I'm just going to go and toss with the wind. Go with the thoughts if that come to me. No, he's saying, be intentional. I want you to aim and seek. But what's he telling us to aim and seek at? At who is on the throne. It says, aim and seek Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. So praise be to God. Verse 2 says this. Go on, set your mind and keep focused habitually on the things above. God is telling us to set our minds and keep them set. I don't know the last time you were thinking about it. When was the last time you actually woke up and said, today, God, I want my mind set on you. I want my thoughts, God, aimed toward you. I want God to be kept perfect in you. Because verse 3 says, for as far as this world is concerned, you have died. And your new life is hidden with Christ in God. There's too much alive in our minds that are not his mind, that are not his thoughts. And that's okay. That's not condemnation. We're not speaking condemnation here. We're just sharing that, you know, Christ, he came in and he said, I care about every place. And he was brought up. He cares about our soul. Well, what is your soul? Your soul is your mind. It's your will. It's your emotions. That's your soul. Your soul is the thing that says, I want this. Your soul is the thing that says, I feel this. Your soul is the thing that says, I think this. I want, I think, I feel. Guess what? God is saying, I want those I wants. I want those I thinks. I want those I feels. There's going to be a dying of ourselves so that there could be more in him. Be encouraged. God is so faithful to us. It's been months that he came after our hearts. Do you know how many months that he's been sitting here coming after our hearts? And he's taught us, above all else, guard your heart. Because out of it is going to come the course of your life. The heart, whatever goes in, that's the way you're going to go. So he said, no, don't make that an open door. The only way that door should be swinging is heaven. The only way that door should be swinging is to the Word and to the Spirit. True worshipers are worshiping Spirit and truth. So he's taught us. So he's taught us how to guard our heart. But guess what? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your mind. He ain't stopping with the heart. He's going to be either Lord of it all or he's not Lord at all. One or the other. Oh God, I give you my heart, but you know what? These thoughts, I'm going to keep that stinking thinking. And forgive me, that was a silly dad joke, but it's truth. He says you can think about the things of this world and it's going to pass away. It's stinking. Why? Because it's dying. It's stinking because it's dying. We live right now in a very soulish time. We live in a time right now that it is just filled, rampant, with the things that have been operation in the soul, but it was the soul filled with the flesh. That's what we are experiencing. That's what we see day in and day out. There are even the things we battle with, whether or not our soul is going to be filled with the things of flesh or whether our soul is going to be filled with the things of the spirit. Put up Philippians 2, 5 through 8. This is the mind that he wants to give us. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. He made it clear. He said, I got an exchange for you. I'm going to do this. He goes, let this mind be in you. You know, tomorrow morning when I wake up, I want to say, Lord, let that mind be in me. Tomorrow, I want to aim, I want to seek, I want to set, and I want to keep my mind continuously on you. Lord, give us the mind of Christ. Verse 2 says, so what is the mind of Christ? We can get caught up, oh yeah, just give me the mind of Christ, and then just go about. But his word gives us teaching. His word tells us what mindset to have. The mindset that Christ had was this. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, and he took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself, and what did he do? He became obedient unto death, even unto the cross. Praise be to God. Do you know next week, 9 dear brothers and sisters in this house are getting baptized? Glory! How about the work of God in the house? 9 are going to say, guess what? I'm alive in Christ. I'm dead to myself. That was Jesus' example. So what does that mind of Christ, what is that saying? Okay, that was a scripture. And guess what? You ain't going to get it all today. Spend time in that Colossians. Go back and read that. Read what it said in Philippians. But this is the sum. The thinking that Christ had, you could just say the thinking that Christ had was this. It wasn't about his reputation. It wasn't about a title or a position. It wasn't about riches. It wasn't about glory. He wasn't looking for how many likes he can have. He wasn't looking for, oh, I got this many views. I got this many likes. It's not what he was looking for. As a matter of fact, he gave up his divine privileges. He was God, and he left his seat in heaven. He let go of the divine privileges. He let go of position, riches, glory, likes. And you know what he did? He said, I'm going to humble myself into a position to serve my Father. He wasn't even clinging on to his life. He said, because I will do it, and I'm okay unto death. That's what he's calling us to. He set the course. He came from heaven to earth, from the earth to the grave, the cross, from the cross to the grave, from the grave back to heaven. He set the course. He said, now follow me. Jesus gave himself up as an expression of love. God was love, but God was a spirit. How was he going to give us the expression of love if he was a spirit? He was God robed in flesh. He was God robed in flesh. And he walked amongst us. Jesus was the expression of love, and he gave himself up for that expression. But he didn't stop there. He was willing to lower himself to express that love. And God is calling us, Church of God, Kingdom of Heaven. He is calling us to be that expression of love, but we have to die to self. We have to again say, I love the Lord thy God with all my heart. And now we have to say, not my thoughts anymore. Not my thoughts anymore. Your thoughts, God. Later on in that verse, it says, now you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That you would work it out with the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Now, who in here knows the definition of admonition? Not many. You don't have to wave your hand, because I would have been the first one. You know, when God speaks to you sometimes, he tells you something and you're like, okay, Lord, well, yeah. And then you have to humble yourself. Well, I don't know what that means. And he goes, well, then come here. Let's sit down. Let's talk. That word admonition, when you look it up in the Greek, it actually means that he is going to place something on your mind. Admonition means to place it on your mind. That's the Greek definition. That he would counsel and instruct in the way. That's why he says, we don't get there without the fear and the admonition of the Lord. If we don't have that, we're missing the roadmap. We're missing the instruction. We're missing the mindset. I'm going to be winding down here because I'm going to be honest, I've never been in a place where God said, and then I thank God he confirmed that there was deliverance in the house today. I was like, well, God, you know, I don't know how the order of that goes, because I do. He said, because he's divinely ordering and he's arranging the house of our souls. We got to give it to him. He's divinely arranging and he's ordering the house of our soul. Our soul, that mind, that feeling, all those feelings. He wants to divinely arrange them. Spirit wants the control of that, but so does the flesh. That's the war. That's the war in the mind. That's the war. That's the place of battle. And not, you don't have to raise your hand, but if it, I know we all battle. We all got a battle in the mind. There's a raging place in each one of us. The flesh wants to be feeding the soul but and take control. But God said, no. Today I'm going to give them the mind of Christ. Today, I'm going to set their minds and I'm going to help with my spirit keep their mind set on Jesus who's on the throne. There is no room for anything else. There is no room for anything else. I believe that's what God is calling us to today. That's why for 2 weeks, Pastor Terry, he was teaching us on the mind in Colossians. We cannot walk this out if our soul has lordship. The only way to walk this out is when the lordship of God is ruling the soul. The Spirit's asking us today again, are you willing to ask? I love it. You know what it was said? It said, ask. It said, ask. Today, the Word of God said, ask. And the way he led me to end today was coming into the place to say, I ask you for your mind. I ask you for your touch in my soul. Because he's saying then, I am willing to lay it down. I am willing today to have the Spirit of God to be the Lord of what I think. Can you say that to yourself? I want you to be the Lord of what I think. Whew. You know, there's power in the Word. The Bible says that the Word of God is living and it's active. Glory be to God. It says it's actually sharper than even a two-edged sword. It says that it can even penetrate into the places between soul and spirit. That's what God's doing today. You know what God's doing today? He's sending that active sword. He is sending his word forth, and he is saying, I'm going to penetrate in the place in the church where there's soul and spirit. And we can put up that slide. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind. There's going to be an exchange today in the spirit. There's going to be exchange today in your soul, in my soul. There's going to be exchange today where the mind of Christ is coming. But there's a place that he is saying, write it, which means set it on course. Write it. You know how it gets put in position? Setting it on Christ. And then he says, renew it every day. Do not be conformed to the things of the world. But he's telling us, be transformed and changed day in and day out. Let your mind be renewed. Write it. Renew it. But he don't just say renew it. Guess what he says? Glory be to God. Gird it. There should be an R in there. Forgive me. Gird up the loins of your mind. You know what that means? Reproduce it. The loins reproduce. He said, I'm going to take your mind and I'm going to continue to reproduce more and more of my thoughts in you. It's going to be me in you. Write it. Renew it. Reproduce it. Because guess what? The truth of the matter is, that whole thing is going to happen either way. It's either going to be happening for a carnal mind. That's going to happen. Whether it's carnal mind, or it's going to happen if it's Christ's mind in us. It's happening. We're either going this way, and it's renewed every day. We're doing the same thing and reproducing the same thing, and it's the carnal mind. Or it can be the mind of Christ. He's given us an opportunity today to make that exchange. He's concerned about our inner man, the hidden man. You know what the Bible says? We take too much account for what's on the outside of the cup. And then he said, but you know what he's looking at? He's looking at the inside of the cup. You know that inside of the cup? That's the places of our thoughts. The Bible actually even says this, as a man thinketh, I hear it, as a man thinketh, so is he. Forgive me that I'm continuing to share with you what he told me, but guess what? Not one of us should leave today without the mind of Christ. He's so concerned about our hidden man. The way we think determines how we live. It determines who we are then. The way you think is going to determine how you live, and it's going to determine who you are. That's why we need to think about what we're thinking about. It's simple. I taught preschool for a long time in high school. This would be a way I would teach my high schoolers. We have to think about what we're thinking about. We must know the source of our thoughts. And God is calling us to him. What influence he wants. He wants to be the Lord of our thoughts. I'm going to ask Janae to come up, and she's going to pray with us. I'm going to lead too, and we're going to sing, Come to the Altar. If we're all honest here today and we confess, there are places in our thought lives that we know God desires to write and renew. There are places in our thoughts today that we know that God is saying, that's not my thought. There are places today that we know that God is saying, I want to take that thought captive. I want that thought to be cast down. There are places where God is saying to us today, I know the storms in your souls. He knows every storm in our soul, just like he knew the storm when they were on the boat. He knows the storm. He knows every wind and every wave of our own wants. He knows every thought and every feeling. And he says, listen, I've seen you. You're being tossed. You're being tossed to and fro for too long. Peace. Let my peace be with you. I believe today God wants to steady those storms. And I believe that there is deliverance and transformation. I believe that there is renewal, and the mind of Christ is here today. And you know what? It's ready to take victory in the battle of our minds. He is ready to take victory in the battle of our minds. I don't know if that doesn't get somebody else in their spirit, man, excited. But listen, I've known for so long. I lived almost 40 years of my life bowing down to my thoughts. 40 years of my life I laid down, and I was led captive, and I almost lost it all. Today he wants to give us his mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind and strength. For this is the first commandment. Janae, come on up, please. When she is praying, this isn't a prayer just her. I pray that each one of us would take that place and respond in the Spirit of God and what he is asking us. And remember, ask, because he says the windows of heaven are open.